This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
The present I've given you, take it. Ki chanani alihim. Rabbeinu Shleilam has given me chanina. V'chi yesh li kail. I have everything. Chabalt. Yivtzar bei v'yikach. Pushes Esav, and Esav takes it. Rashi points out that Yankiv Avinu uses the Lashon v'chiyei shli koil. Esav doesn't use that Lashon. Esav uses the Lashon that he has more. The Esav diba b'lashon gaivu yei shli rav. The il pasik tes yoyseh v'yoyseh m'chdei tzar. So Yankiv's sprach, Yankiv's language is chabals. Esav chmasach, sach. That's the difference, you hear, in a Yankiv and an Esav. A few words. Not even word, one word. Yankiv Avinu.
Yeshli Kael.
Esav. You want to know Esav? Esav's Yeshli Kael. You hear? There's a lot more difference between the two. You see, Rashi, the Chazal already, they focused on a one-word difference. Yeah? Sometimes it takes one word to see the difference between a Yankif and an Esav. From Koil to Rav. So they gesagt Rav, they gesagt Koil. They're basically saying, we both have become rich. We both made it in life, right? They're saying we're okay off. We're okay. Eine nutzt der Sprach. Yeshli Kail. Und eine nutzt dem Sprach. The other one says, Yeshli Rav. Und das ist schon anaf gemine zwischen Yankiv und Esav. What is the difference? What's the difference if a person says, Yeshli Kail? He says, Yeshli Rav. What's the difference? So Rashi is clear. Gaiva. Gaiva. When a person says, I'm a shach. Das anusach from Gaiva. Mashen ki Yeshli Kail, das anomal. That's normal. That's a sprach von a tzad. What's the Gaiva in saying, Yeshli Rav? So Pashat Pshat is, he's showing off his riches. He's trying to say that his mamish ot the grace of Isha. You know, Rabbi said there are many people who have nothing and walk around saying Yeshli Rav. It's a crank. I've come to over the years meet such people. They're the poorest of the poor. I'm a mevais for the velt chavasach. Yeshli Rav. I have so much. They're the first ones to make the promise and the appeal. Amal in outside the house that been yeshli rav, and in stub the ramesses ain't like klum. And das is gaive. Das kommt von Hestotilzach. He's trying to show off. In English, Rufman does to show off. At the das lechur is Rashi's mahalich. Yankiv yeshli kail, Esav yeshli rav. And in this, there's a world of difference between Yankiv, who was humble, and Esav, who was a balgaiva. This is lechur the pshatove, according to Rashi. The kleyakav, the chafetz chayim acharav. Maybe you didn't see the Kleyaka, the Chafetz Chaim gave a shmuz about it. Zakt the Kleyaka, und nachdem the Chafetz Chaim, that the difference is a little, an entirely different issue. Yeshli Kail, content. Yeshli Rav, I have a lot. I still don't have everything I want. Yeshli Kail, I have everything. I'm happy. I'm content. Yesh li ra, v'chob asach, ob noch nisht. V'sich vil, v'sich zich, I'm still looking to make more. And the male, I'm never happy. Nish yesh li monu reitz of a sayim. And the male, er is nisht zufrieden, and er is zufrieden. Yelt reit. Del nafke mine. The difference between a Yankiv and an Esav. One word. Yankiv is koil, he's content. Esav is never happy because it's always I have asach. What I'm really looking for. Why does Yankiv feel he has everything? What makes Yankiv feel and say, Yesh li koil chabalt? What's he referring to? What does he mean? Does he mean Yesh li koil? I have a lot of money. Is he referring to his mumness? I want to show you something interesting that they say. Leah has a child, Yehuda the fourth. All of the sisters, all of the Andram Yekragin, drei. Three children. She gets her fourth. Pam Eides Hashem Shinotalti Yesa Michelki. Avkasha Rabbeisai. The Daphnish Moidesign to the Rabbeinish Lil Pizdan. I don't know. Every time I had a child, I was gemacht, I had bris, mit a kiddish, mit a das, mit a rei, mit a ganze Shevach Veidot, zum Beirailam. Pam Yetzt Eides Hashem. Was ist bis jetzt? Leia. Es wird auch sagen, erste Kind bin ich meide der Rebbeine Schlillen, der zehnte Kind, der dritte Kind. Was ist Apama? What does he mean? Apama Eide Sashem? And why does that be Shnatalti Yoyser? So Shnatalti Chalki, what's wrong? Hast du die Krabbe, was du darfst? You weren't shortchanged, be happy. So, Apama Eide Sashem. So by the third child, she should have been happy. No, she has to wait to the fourth child. Then she died to the Banish Leila. Not on child one and child two and child three, which is Chelki like everybody else. But no, Apam Eidus Hashem. I thought about it for a long time. Maybe since the day I was born, I grow and I think and I... And life teaches me. Let's use those words. Life teaches me. Hapam. Now, Eides Hashem, Shnatalti Yoyse Michelki. I start to realize even one, and even two, and even three. That's also Yoyse Michelki. Hapam, Eides Hashem. When she gets four, she starts to realize Chazdei Hashem. You know what that's ma'ir to the person? Davdaik in the Beir Ailam of the Rash the Kind Aichit. Davdaik in the Rabbeinish Leilam of the Zweite Kind. Davdaik in the Rabbeinish Leilam of the Dritten Kind. Hapam. Now, Eides Hashem. Shnatalti Yoyse Michelki. I see the all. All. Everything that I have. Is Yosef Michalki. I've shot the fourth one and of erste und zweite und dritte Kind darf nicht so made sein. Hapam, jetzt zech. I start to see the chesedim of the Rebbeinu Shleilam and I look back and I see also sich have gekhag. Is Yosef Michalki. It's more. And more I could have even asked for. Even always walked around understanding, believing, and saying, it's alts von Himmel, I'm a ton, it's alts. Don't take anything for granted. The Welt takes for granted, as besteht duf in der Frie, und man geht der Arbeit, und man macht Geld, and if you make it big, and if you're out of the norm, range of the norm, then, ah, Mama, ich darf dir danken bei Leilam. Yeah, I gotta thank her. the Creator. Yidden looked at everything was him, Yikrogin. Everything. I'm a ton of him. Was ich gehe, und was ich stehe, und was ich lebe, und was ich mache, a viel a dollar of cave and bread auf den Tisch, to buy bread on the table. Das ist schön, matana. Leuli de matna as passe the dom. Matana? Ja. Yeah. Hier tracht, alles ist am matana von Himmel. Everything. He had a piece of bread. It could have been a stale piece of bread. Yeah. Yeshiva days, I don't know, today Bach Hashem and the yeshiva. Lately we call b'chasa the food. Sometimes I wonder, maybe it's good to go there for just to chaparayin ha'prach, because it's a lunch. I'm in my neteg, especially when we were in the mir. You have to be a real, you have to really be hungry to eat over there. You hear? What do Ayid believes, Ayid is focused on his train. So then, everything, is a matana from Himmel, from the Rebbeinu Shleilah. Abesai, it's clear in the Psukim also. If you look, Yankiv Avinu says clearly to Esav, when Esav asks him, "Was is das der ganze Machna? For was? What is all these people? What do I see here?" Zaptem Yankiv Avinu. Those that need the English, okay. It's a gift, a precious gift. Chanina is a precious gift. Yata nusach, ashprach, hayilodim. Im it's a fractal, where is das? My Zoom. No, what do you answer? It's my son. No, what he says, my children. This is the present from Shemayim, hashachonam. Und zu wem rettest du? Kein Mensch, der rettet der große Mensch mit der Schroffe, mit Etikett. You're talking to an Esau. Frag, wer das ist? Sagst du, sie sind meine Kinder. End of story. Yankiv Avinu expresses Yahid rett und Yahid tracht. Hayilodim asher chonan elikim. Rabbi said, why elikim? It's interesting. Why elikim? The teretz is midas hadin that you can't faderin as a chob kein zachnisht. Im ye elikim imadi. Whenever he talks Yankiv Avinu about kringin fun bayraylam to get, he used the lashon elikim in last week's parish elikim. Asher chonan elikim. You know why I use the Lashon Elikim, Rabbi Yisai? Yet Zetmin, afilu midas hadin. I don't deserve anything, maybe. And that Elikim get me. Shemagaga machet. And still, the Rebbeinu Shleilam is giving. Das is chanina. Ashechonan Elikim. Warte, mir das Achesed geht, wird ich sagen, ich verstehe, dass er viel um mir das Adin hat gekannt, sagen, dass ich keine Sache kriege ich nicht. There is nothing that I get. Asher Chonan. Elikim. Der Beinisch Leil muss kein in mir. Elikim. many Svarim, Chassidische Svarim, Befrat. You can find this on the Pali Musar already, in the Mishnayis, on the Yisrael Asher, Asameh Bechalkai. They learn that the Pshat in Chanina, and why he says, Yeshli Kail, Chanan Elikim. What's the Lashon? Lashon is that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave me. Ki Chanani Elikim, again, you see the Lashon, Chanani Elikim, V'chi Yeshli Kail. Vasalim, Vasichabanei Bishter. See, this is fun. And told us Yankif Yosef sucked up. That's the pshat in the Mishnah. What chelka are we referring to? We're referring to chelka Hashreinu matayim chelkeinu manoyim gerileinu umayafu yirushaseinu. That chelk. Ezel Osher. Who's an Osher? An Osher is a person that semeh b'chelka v'sez ayid. Das alein v'sakin zogin in the free. That he could say in the morning, Shalom Yasani Goy. That's Alain. Is the Chanani Elikim Chiyeshli Koyal. Chav Shinaal Tzvasik Dav. Chav Shinaal Tzvasik Dav. We're trying to address the question, what was Yankiv referring to when he said Koyal? What did he mean, I have everything? Everything what? So we're saying, maybe he means, how about a Benishma? Nayid, I have everything I could ask for. That's what it's referring to. I'll tell you an interesting thing. I'm not going to give you the whole history behind this letter, but in the beginning of my Zayda Sfarim, the Beisarin, a letter was printed. My Zayda put in a letter, the last letter that he got from the Alta Zayda during the war. Zayda was either in the ghettos, concentration camps, it's very hard to know. But the letter came from that Kufa to Shanghai. Shmuel David, his son, my Zayda, was in Shanghai. So the Alta Zayda wrote the following. V'ata bani al te'atzma. Don't feel bad. Yes, there's no food. The matzah is gefelach. Gefelach. Shreklach. You can imagine. Of Alti Hotsu, it's no care, I'm alright. Why? All my anhagis that I've done, that I've kept till this matziv, I've continued in this concentration camp, I continue with it. Like Chasarti Dover. Yes, because of this, Tashkaichi Venechlash Gufi. But I realize, Ki Adam Yachal Lazim. Ruchni is levad. A mensch, ayid, can live in ruchni is alein. It's not 1,000 years ago. Not Tanoim. 70 years ago. 70 years ago. Because yidin, you can't live in a matziv von shiva medurig gehenim. When schreiben, I've been besaid, I'm okay. I'm surviving it. When a mensch versteht chalkoi, chalkoi, was er zayid, er versteht am Ashreinu, matayiv chalkeinu, that he can be oivet Rebbeinu Shleim. He understands what it's about, what life is about. He gets it, he gets it. When you get it, when you understand what it's about, the Mela, you could say, Chanani, even Elikim, even through the Midas Hadin. Yankiv could say, Reis was Alebim, was a Chabgahatin, the Stuf of Lavan. Nay, Chanani, Elikim, Reis was Sidrat by Raimon, the Chieshli Kail, does Alena Bechalz. It does Alena Bechalz. That's pshat number one, Rabbi say, I think. The Chanani Elikim, Chieshli Koyal. I'd like to tell you another pshat. Vesachtach tzach beiz Hashem Yizbarach. Hefshek Eitas Gana, what he said above. Above he said, Hayiladim Asher Chanani Elikim. Maybe he's referring to that. Esav, those cooks, and the trachs. Whoo! Look, Chanani Elikim, meine Kinder, meine Shlom. That's what he calls Chanina. Like the pasuk above says, Hayiladim Asher Chanani, and on that, he's saying Chanani, he's continuing with the same Chanani Elikim. V'chiyeshli Kail. That's what he's referring to. I want to tell you an interesting thing about this. The Gemara in Shabbos says, Kufiyut Chesam is based. The Rabbi Yossi was proud, so to speak. It's like Shtutzirt. It is up with Shtutzirt. Yomai, meine Teg, habich nishdas getan, deh. Big in Yonim. One of them is, Yomai is the Kalti, Bemila Shali, Kedusha. The thing that's interesting, that stands out, he says, Yomai loy kerisi l'isht ishti, l'shayri shayri, elo l'ishti beisi. L'shayri, I called it Tzadai. Rashi says, "Vos is the greatest gedila. What's the big thing? Sh'av sichas chulin shli yesh lilmeit. Hey menu chachm. Is that chachm? Ramish, a brilliant thing. And instead of saying ishti, he said beisi. Chapelat dikik gemara. Neina beisi. Talk about all the greatest zachen. Vos er hat gedaf stein and should have said it. In yonim shalchashol." Maybe they can chuch me out. I can uplearn from my nesichas kulin. But I never what call my wife ishti. Mil datza chapshat me gemara emes lamitzei beiz Hashem is barach. I decide. Many times a person walks around saying, this is my house. My ears. It does brings... I can't listen to it. I start to. This is your house. This is your home. Your home happens to be located within these four walls. Beisai, it's not your house. It's your home. Beisai, what is my Beisai? Ishti, it's my family. He's saying, Miyomai. I always understood, this is my shtub, what is my house? My house is my mishpacha. It's not the money in the bank, nor is it the house I acquired. It's my family. My family is Basie. I want to tell you from Zayden. Zayden wrote Sfarim Beisari. Such a beautiful, eloquent Hagdama. He writes, Bamisali Batim be Israel. I built houses in Klal Yisrael. The Beisaran on Baba Kamen, the Beisaran on Kedushin, the Beisaran on Bamisali Batim. You see that Beisai? He cooked the Mezet versus our bias. What is a bias, our Beisai? What? It's the bricks and the walls versus. Batim Yisrael, Batim Kahuna, Batim Leviya, the word Batim. What is a bias? He has a whole different understanding of what a bias is. Pasuk says, Hashem Berech Savram, Bakoil. Chazal tell us Bakoil is Ben or Bas. That's the Bakoil. Hashem Berech. Chazal are telling us the Gres, the Bracha. The Bakoil is this. The Rebbe Rav Pam Zecheinu Levrach used to say over from David Jungreis. Bakoil, Chayla Asher Titan Li Aser Asrenu Lach. It's all Bakoil. V'chiyesh Li Koil and Bakoil Asher Asrenu Lach. And Pasha, what he meant to say was, Aser Asrenu comes from Beirach, meaning that will bring Bakoil. You have and you give Maisa. Right? Over the years, I started to understand the Rashivas meant something else. The Rebbe Episandish Gemeinder. You know what he meant? How many times do we find that people, they're potter from Maisa, they say, you know why? First, I have to pay up all my expenses. Why is everyone smiling? First, we have to pay up all my expenses. Then I give Maisa. If a person believes, Yeshli Kail, Chabal, I don't need so much. Meila v'chayil asher titein li. Aser hasrenu lach. I'm seeing everyone shaking their heads. Das hab ich verstanden, weil ich hab mevatel gewinn, mein Das und mein Rebbe Rav Pam. To try and understand the simple things, the Sichas Chulin, like the Rashi says, the Sichas Chulin was the Rebbe gesagt. You know where it comes from? Chayil asher titein li is shayich to the Chayil asher titein li asher asrenu lach. Comes from the Chiyesh li Chayil. When you start understanding what Chayil means, then you can give Meiser. If not, you always need more and more and more. Vahili shor v'chamayr. Yankiv says to Esav, I had shor v'chamayr. What does he mean, I have shor v'chamayr? Look, Rashi, he actually only had one. He had many, he had shayrim, he had chameirim, he had a full flock. So Rashi, it's a derech eretz. Some nusach for Rashi. The derech eretz is to say on many shayrim, shay. Why derech eretz? Say it's dikduk. What's with derech eretz? What kind of nusach is derech eretz? What's derech eretz? So all Rashi needs to say is as a redman. Afshakem and Zagna, the head of Beisai. The Rashbam says, why does he say, Sher v'chamer, himit v'chushay? He's trying to play it down. Yeshli Sher chabanox, chabachves. What's an afkimina? It's a 1,000 oxen or an ox? An ox, what's the difference? By him is half the same thing. 1,000 shayrim, and ain't shayr is out. By him, the same thing. By Healy, what's up with God? At the end of the day, that's all it is a shayr. And Andrew Gates, I have 10 heiser, I have 10 houses, I have a house here, a house there. It's a home, it's a place to be. Healy, shayr, the chamayim. You know what the Alshik says? You think Sher made that ox? You meant Chamar made that Chamar? Of them Shtu Tzirtzach? Yankiv Avinu, Sher is Yosef. And Chamar is Chamar Gerim Yehuda. Tere. Yisachar, Shulik, Yisachar. 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 Yehad. Healy Sher v'Chamar. Esav Kup, Dad Sher v'Chamar. Yankiv cooked, and maybe that's the Lashon Yachid. Chab Sher mitachamay, Chab a Yosef mitayisacher. Esav cooked, and Eva statement said, "Make my stomach, they make you. You're talking about your ox, right? You're talking about your money, your bank account." Okay, Yankiv made was a Chab a yeshiva. You see, the Yeshli Rav and the Yeshli Kail is a chiluk in one word. It's worlds apart. Worlds apart between a Yeshli Kail and a Yeshli Rav. I once studied an Adam Gadol. I know the clock is 2 more seconds, I pace. My 2 seconds, 2 minutes, which I call 2 seconds. Okay. He had Meiridike Kinder. He had very good children. And I tried to study why was he Zeichus of Adidas and Yanam. Tfilin and the Rabbeinu Shloilom. Mazel, but good. But there has to be an ingredient that's bringing about in the shtub as el chashena kinder. You know what I realized? When he addresses his children, he uses always the word mein oitzerum. And I remember my baba used to say that, tayrekeit. That's how she used to address the children. Mein oitzerum. My diamonds, my bank account. Yeah. I started to think to myself, if you express that the kinder are your oitzer, both you and the children start to think, what's chashiv in their welt? And if Tata expresses himself, Chanani Elikim, Yesh Li Kail, and what's he referring to? Chanani Elikim, Hayiladim Asher Chanani Elikim. Yankiv Avinu, she was teaching the children. What's the Iker? What's called Reich? What's called to be rich? What does it mean, Yesh Li Kail? The children. And I want to tell you one more last thing, if you don't mind, Rabbi Isai. You know, there's another expression which I don't enjoy very much. I don't like to say I don't like, because I'm not such a big Baal Shita, but it would be more positive if it was said differently. You ever hear the expression, Baruch Hashem, I have enough? Did Yankiv say I have enough? I'm sorry, I didn't hear that in Yankiv. What did he say? Yeshli? Kail, I have everything. There's another world of difference, Rabbi Isai, between having enough and having everything. Where did I see this? In the Chachma of the Mashgiach, Rabbi Yeruchim. Rabbi Yeruchim says, Yankiv goes after Pachim Tanim, but it's nothing, it's tiny, what is it? And the Tiretz is like, well, Bali wants to say the Eibush gave it to him. That the alzus the banish of Gedir, you need it, and you should want it, and you should be happy that you have it. You shouldn't do with less than what the Eibishter gives you. What the Eibishter gives you, you should want. For thinking I could do with less, so then get rid of what the Eibishter gave you too. And he brings the story. He says, you look at the Das Chachma Musa, the Abyuchim Miktamaisa, that a professor that wanted to show that he could be able to live on the bare minimum. So little by little he got rid of everything in his house. And the only thing he said, I need a pump to pump the water, right? Otherwise I can't drink and I can't live. The professor one day passes by and he sees mentioned Begin Tzu, they're bending down into the river, into the pool of water, and they're drinking directly from. Guess what? I don't need the pump either anymore. I'm after some back. It's not me, Rabbi says. It's Rabbi Yeruchim. The greater, heilige Rabbi Yeruchim. Yeah? Sag Rabbi Yeruchim, der Narr, nicht verstanden, that it's not an Indian to get rid of everything and have nothing. It's to not need, to not want what you don't need. But what the Eibishter gives you, that's called what you need, and therefore you want it, and therefore you're even going back. Rapachim Ktanim. I believe that's the Pshat HaBeisei in the Mishnah. Ezel Asha Semeach. Chalka. Chavetz Chaim's Chassid and Elena used to ask, why doesn't it say Ezel Asha Semeach B'mashe? Yeshlei. When the Teretz is I'm Semeach, this is my Chelik. B'mashe Yeshlei means he's happy with enough. Enough. Whatever I have is good enough. You shouldn't think that way. It's what the Eibishter gave me. Chelki. This is the formula that Beisai, as we began to share, I think the first few minutes wasn't taped, so they're not going to know what the address of the share is, but the focal point of the share, so I'll just repeat it for a half a second, and that was, it takes studying and learning and teaching the children what is life, how one is going to be happy in life. Yeshli Rav will never make you happy. You've got to teach them Yeshli Kail. You have Yiddishkeit. You could learn. You could daven. That's Chelkecha as a Yid. You have Chelkecha. You have what the Eibishter gave you, your bread on your table. That's Chelkecha. Yesh Li Kail, who have everything. I will end with the following. It was Levaya this morning of a very chashuv yid. Naftali Stern, who was a Rashi in Adelphi, I knew him well. We learned in the same Mesmej for very many years. He was a real Adam chashuv, a real Talmud Chacham. He was a model role to me in this area, in this inyan. The shmuz I prepared before I even knew that he was Nifter. It all came together on the same day. He was a person that learnt, and that's what brought him Simcha. He wasn't searching for fame, for He wasn't searching for many Talmidim or a big yeshiva. Whoever was there, he learned with them. Happy to be a Yid, happy to be a Ben Taim. I always wondered how he was able to do it. Many Rosh Hashivas have many Talmidim. That itself is easier. It becomes Mechayiv. And then you see a person who's able to, whatever it is that the Eibishter has given me, I learn and I daven, and I am happy, content with what it is. Walking around Yeshli Kail, I have everything I need. It takes years, Rabbi Yisai, of understanding and appreciating Kirvas Elikim. I didn't have time to listen to the Levayas. I was busy and so we had to come to the Shir. But the few minutes that I did hear, they brought out this point, I think that he said from Remeir, his older brother. Rav Tully was happy with what he had because he only looked for Kirvas Elikim. That's what he was looking for in his life. And that Rabbi Yisai you could have no matter what. As I showed you from the Zayd, even in a concentration camp, you can have a Yesh Likil. That's what brings Simcha, and that's the only thing that brings Simcha. Shei Zichrei Baruch. But this is a lesson that we should teach our children. Healthy. Healthy means Yesh Likil.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.